Book Summary, Xuechiu Special Duan Yongping's Investment Q&A, Volume 2. Author, Duan Yongping, compiled by Xuechiu. Core Thesis, in Volume 2, Duan Yongping grounds his investment philosophy in concrete practice. The core idea is that doing the right things is not merely an investment principle but a life principle. Investment success ultimately depends on the underlying values that govern how one lives and acts. Volume 2 focuses on investment practice and values, presenting a complete picture of unity between knowledge and action through real-world cases, business management, and life philosophy. Core Insight 1, Investment Practice, Great Company plus Good Price plus Long Holding. Duan Yongping's operational framework in practice is remarkably simple: find great companies, buy at reasonable prices, and hold for the long term. His investment in NetEase is a classic case.
In 2001, NetEase's stock plummeted below $1 due to an accounting scandal, and the market panicked. After thorough research, Duan concluded that NetEase's gaming business had genuine value and the company was severely undervalued. He bought heavily around 80 cents, and a few years later the stock rose to dozens of dollars, a return of over 100-fold.
He says, "I didn't buy NetEase because it was cheap. I bought it because I understood its business and I believed in Ding Lei."
This case exemplifies his core method: deeply understand the business, dare to act when the market panics, and patiently wait for value to return.
Duan emphasizes the importance of a margin of safety at the time of purchase. The price should be below intrinsic value, so that even if your judgment is slightly off, you won't lose big.
Core Insight 2, the BBK practice, building a consumer empire with Benfeng culture.
Duan Yongping proved the power of Benfeng culture through BBK's business practice.
BBK made learning machines, telephones, and DVD players, with each product pursuing consumer orientation, not selling whatever they had, but making whatever consumers needed.
Duan opposed price wars, saying, "Fighting a price war means you have no differentiation." He insisted on building brand and quality, enabling BBK to survive over two decades in the fiercely competitive consumer electronics market.
BBK later spun off Oppo and Vivo, each becoming a giant in the mobile phone industry, all rooted in the Benfeng culture Duan established.
Reflecting on this journey, Duan says, "The most important thing in running a business is choosing the right people. Get the people right, and everything else follows."
The greatest function of Benfeng culture was helping him choose the right people, those willing to make products solidly, without taking shortcuts.
Core Insight 3, Circle of Competence and the Stop Doing List.
Duan Yongping particularly emphasizes the stop doing list, explicitly listing what you will not do is more important than knowing what you will do.
In investing, his stop doing list includes no borrowing to trade stocks, no short selling, no investing in companies he doesn't understand, and no short-term trading.
In business, BBK's stop doing list includes no price wars, no false advertising, and no delaying supplier payments.
Duan says, "Knowing what not to do is harder and more important than knowing what to do."
This echoes Charlie Munger's principle of always thinking inversely: avoiding stupidity is more reliable than pursuing brilliance.
Duan further explains that most people lose money not because they fail to find good opportunities, but because they do things they shouldn't, chasing rallies, using leverage, blindly following trends.
If you avoid all these mistakes, what remains is naturally correct investment behavior.
The essence of the stop doing list is managing risk through elimination.
Core Insight 4, Education and Legacy, Passing Values to the Next Generation.
Duan Yongping frequently discusses education in the Q&A. He believes the most important thing to give children is not money but values.
His core educational principles are twofold: first, do the right things; second, maintain equanimity.
He doesn't require his children to be successful, but he requires them to be honest.
He says, if you can do these two things, your life won't be bad.
Duan himself has donated extensively to university education, including Zhejiang University and Stanford University, believing education is the best way to give back to society.
His advice to college students: find something you love to do, and do it well.
This is exactly his own life trajectory. From running businesses to investing, he has always done what he loves and excels at.
Duan believes the ultimate goal of education is not to impart knowledge but to cultivate judgment.
With judgment, a person can make the right choices in any environment.
Core Insight 5, Philanthropy and Giving Back, the Ultimate Meaning of Wealth.
Duan Yongping is one of China's earliest large-scale philanthropists.
He and his wife established the Enlight Foundation, donating hundreds of millions of dollars cumulatively. He believes that making money is ability, spending money is wisdom.
The ultimate meaning of wealth is not personal enjoyment but giving back to society.
He says, after a certain point, more money loses its meaning. But using it to do something beneficial for society becomes very meaningful. Duan's philanthropy is not simple donation but teaching people to fish. He donates to education because education changes destinies. He donates to research because research advances humanity.
He particularly emphasizes that philanthropy requires equanimity, don't donate for fame, and don't feel superior because you donated.
Philanthropy itself is a form of benefit. With great ability comes great responsibility, and giving back to society is simply the natural thing to do. Practical implication 1, for investors, Duan Yongping's real-world cases provide a model of unity between knowledge and action. His methodology seems simple but is difficult to execute, difficult to buy when markets panic, difficult to hold without wavering, difficult to resist opportunities you don't understand.
Duan's practice tells us, the biggest enemy in investing is not the market but oneself. Fear and greed are human weaknesses that can only be overcome through deep understanding and strict discipline.
Duan's method operates not at the level of technique but at the level of character. You need to truly understand a company to not panic when its stock halves. You need to truly believe in long-term value to not feel anxious when others get rich quickly.
Practical implication 2, for entrepreneurs and managers, BBK's practice proves that Benfen culture is not empty talk but a business philosophy that can transcend cycles.
Between short-term gain and long-term value, always choose long-term. Between price wars and brand building, always choose brand. Duan proved with over two decades of business practice that Benfen is not a disadvantage but the greatest wisdom. It makes you choose the hardest but most correct path when everyone else takes shortcuts, and ultimately this path becomes the shortest shortcut. Practical implication 3, for everyone, Duan Yongping's stop doing list provides a powerful tool for life management. We often spend too much time thinking about what to do while neglecting what not to do. A clear stop doing list helps us maintain resolve in the face of temptation and clarity amid noise. Duan's life philosophy can be summarized as, do the right things, do things right, and maintain equanimity. These three phrases may seem plain, but they contain the power to carry you through a lifetime. Conclusion, the essence of Volume 2 is this: investing, like life, is fundamentally about doing the right things. This requires three things: the wisdom to see through to business fundamentals, the discipline to hold to principles, and the patience to transcend cycles. Duan Yongping's life proves, the great way is simple, but simple does not mean easy.
True wisdom is sticking to simple principles for a lifetime.